CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. In one short statement, President Biden has addressed concerns by Ukraine's President Zelensky and former President Donald Trump's threats to NATO allies, he says, aren't paying their fair share.
The idea that we're going to walk away from Ukraine, the idea that we're going to let NATO begin to split, is totally against the interests of the United States of America, and it is against our word we've given since all the way back to Eisenhower.
Mr. Biden says he's told Zelensky he's confident there will be an aid package for Ukraine soon. Israel's President Isaac Herzog says Qatar's prime minister tells him talks about a Gaza ceasefire and Hamas hostage releases have, quote, not progressed as expected.
The world must keep on leaving this issue as a top priority in its agenda.
His comments coming at the Munich Security Conference. A day after Russian prison officials announced his death, there are two burning questions about opposition leader Alexei Navalny. How did he die and where is his body? The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Mr. Navalny's mother visited the penal colony where he died. She was told that her son's body had been taken to a local morgue. But later, Mr. Navalny's spokesperson, Kira Yarmish, said that wasn't true.
The body of Alexei isn't there. So Alexei's prison just lied.
And Nikki Haley is still far behind Donald Trump at the polls, but South Carolina's former governor is still campaigning hard in her home state for next Saturday's GOP primary. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
Nikki Haley, on a bus tour through South Carolina, criticized former President Trump for interfering with congressional negotiations.
Right now, you've got Congress saying, well, do we support Ukraine and Israel, or do we support the border? Don't let them lie to you like that. That's a false premise.
And she questioned the GOP frontrunner's ability to balance the campaign trail and courtroom.
From Philadelphia, KYW Radio's Hadas Kuznets tells us about what may be the week's most unusual appearance by Donald Trump.
You're sneakerheads, right?
Former president and current presidential candidate Donald Trump made a surprise appearance at SneakerCon, where he unveiled his new limited edition gold Trump sneakers for sale.
You know, I've wanted to do this for a long time.
His appearance took attendees by surprise.
Who would have thought, you know, the craziest crossover in the world.
But he wasn't just selling shoes.
What's the most important thing? To go out and vote, right?
What do you think about a U.S. president selling shoes?
You know, I've never seen that before.
It's all part of Americana.
Hadas Kuznets for CBS News, Philadelphia.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
The most metal band in the world, Lords of the Trident, on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music, the Metal Seed, the Death Dealer before that. Lords of the Trident, they have a lot of stuff going on. The people at Conflux Creations, they created a huge D&D monster manual based on their album, The Offering. It's free for you to check out right now at lordsofthetrident.com. And while you're there, don't forget, Lords of the Trident have a brand new EP coming out very soon. It's finished. It's been sent off to the mixing and engineering department. Brand new Lords of the Trident is just around the corner. Can't wait. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison to pick up your locally hand-blowing glass. IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. And by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or at WhiteCurt-LakePoint.com. Coming up in heavy tonight, I have brand new music from Where's the Key, The Sleevens, and Revolution X, plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Right now, a brand new band out of Milwaukee. I should say a brand new track from Illusion of Fate. These guys are from Milwaukee, and they have a brand new album dropping in May. It's called Portals to Cur. They have a few tracks up on their Bandcamp page that you can check out right now. Here's one of them, Visions of Sunless Skies. It's Illusion of Fate on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah. If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
attention.
Where is the key? That is Echoes on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Where is the key? A newer band from Madison, actually founded in 2023. The group spends its time making music and investigating paranormal paradoxes and hunting cryptids. Sounds like a lot of fun. Where is the key? You can see them live at 301 Studio in Portage on March 8th and April 26th at the Retro City Rockade in Janesville. The Brash Menagerie and Fall to Rise before that. Good evening. I am Jimmy K. This is Max Inc. Heavy. Essential Last Crack is coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. Two songs from the Mighty Last Crack. Every week at 11 o'clock during Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, I'll have details about a show that was just released, Taz Fest. It's happening in May. I'll have all the details, plus we'll hear a couple songs from bands on that bill. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase is back Sunday, February 18th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring the German art students, The Apologist, and L. Donk. Doors open at noon, the show starts at 1, and you're home in time for supper. The Max Inc. Matinee Showcase. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's the guy with the rings, man! The guy with the rings! I don't care if I live or die. Live on the eye, I know.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with Rogue Rat and Drag Strip Queen, Carbellion before that with Pity the Backseat. Max Inc. Radio presents Taz Bash 3.0, presented by Max Inc. Radio, Saturday, May 4th at the Red Rooster. Oh goodness, this is just a sick lineup. Check this out. Droids Attack, Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Iron Plow, Plant, All Murder, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. It's all happening Saturday, May 4th. The show starts at noon. It's a full day of hard rock metal at the Red Rooster. It's Taz Bash. And the cool thing about this show, all the proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference. It's a great charitable organization. More details are on the event on Facebook. Just search for Taz Bash 3.0. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. This band's gonna tear up Taz Bash for sure. It's Droids Attack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with The Heroes Lie, Lights, Camera, Action. That's their latest one. Droids Attack before that with Clawhammer Suicide. Of course, they are playing Taz Bash. Get all the details right now at maxincradio.com. Hope your evening is going well. Don't forget, you can check out all the podcasts for Max Inc. Radio on our website, maxincradio.com. There you'll find the interviews that we do all broken out for you. You can download and listen to Max Inc. Heavy. Also, the 6 to 9 Max Inc. Radio portion, and of course, Live in the Lair. All the details, all the podcasts right now for you at maxincradio.com. Essential Last Crack just around the corner, but first, it's Mask Intruder.
Girl, ever since I first saw you, I knew you were the one for me. I just want you to know how I feel. That's why I'm standing here.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Ukraine says it badly needs weapons.